This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
3, 2, 1, everybody make some noise! Nashville, Tennessee. The crowd is here, friends. Unbelievable. You know, our guest had a little stage fright coming on national radio. I said, look, you can't see the 200 million people listening to Truth Talk Live, so don't get nervous. And they can't see you either. They're like, oh, good. Well, listen, you guys have a better face for radio than I do. My guest today is David Jeremiah, right here in the right, and David Jeremiah on the left. I just can't believe I – wait, how are there two?
There's three.
Wait, you don't sound like the radio guy. Wait, you are the radio guy. Well, wait. Okay, who is David Jeremiah? Times three.
Everybody is.
It's the trifecta. And I've got two of the three here. Unbelievable. He may show up. He may come by. You know, he's at NRB this year, right?
Yeah, he's here.
Dr. Jeremiah, who you hear on Turning Point, his son, David Michael Jeremiah, who you also hear on Turning Point. Just do it. Just do your thing like it sounds like. Come on. Just what do you say every morning?
I'm not going to give out the phone number on your programs,
okay.
Too. I think we're okay.
Thank you for – come on. Yeah. Yeah, you know. Just say, this is Turning Point with David Jeremiah. Just say something.
Yeah. No.
Unbelievable. Yeah, he can't even go out in public without people recognizing his voice.
Yeah. Welcome to Turning Point.
All right.
Yeah,
awesome. Now, who's this guy to your left? Because he claims to be David Jeremiah.
He is David Jeremiah. David Jeremiah. So he's my son.
Yeah. How did that work out? What's it like?
I don't know. I didn't make any of those decisions.
You're like a son of the pioneer.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So David Todd, but you're also in ministry.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. And he pops in on media and, like, on the Turning Point events, he'll do a devotion once in a while. How about that?
Yeah, here and there.
Does that do a daddy proud to see your son thriving in the ministry?
It's exciting to see him with the hunger for the Bible and to study the Bible and to teach the Bible and share the Bible, being that that's what my dad's been all about for his life. And my life has been about trying to help him and serve him and help him do what he does. So to have my son doing it too, it's pretty special.
I love it. David Todd, what about you? What's it like to be a Jeremiah? I mean, did you ever think when you were a little tiny guy with that name, did you ever think you'd be doing this and be a part of the ministry and studying and teaching the word, you know, at Liberty University and other places?
Yeah, well, I've always had a passion for it. I grew up, you know, in ministry my whole life with my dad and grandpa, and I've always had a really great relationship with ministry, with my family, and so it's always been a very positive thing and something that I've kind of always wanted to be a part of. I've always had a lot of respect for my dad and grandpa and what they've done, and so being a part of it just has always seemed like a really cool opportunity. So now getting, like, being able to step into that a little bit has been really cool.
Yeah, you talk about mentoring and succession and pouring into the next generation. It's nice to see a lot of young Jeremiahs in here. How about, like, this guy right here?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Hey, but, you know, David Michael Jeremiah, you voiced the intro. You're also the president of Turning Point Ministries based out in California.
Yes, sir.
Tell us how the ministry is doing real quick. A lot of folks listen to your dad on the radio, the teaching. They listen to you as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes they might hear this guy. But tell us about what God's doing at Turning Point.
Oh, Turning Point, just lots of great things. We came off of a great fall with a great disappearance, a lot of interesting stuff with our digital media campaigns and what that's done. We've reached a lot of people. From that campaign in the fall, we had over 90,000 requests for Your Greatest Turning Point, which is what we offer for people who accept Christ on the program that's carried on Truth Network.
Well, we're honored. So many people listen. And all the stations that carry Truth Talk, so many of them carry the ministry of David Jeremiah, the daily radio teaching program, which y'all are on TV, you're in radio, you're in publishing, you know, dozens of books, over 100 books. This latest book, I mean, right when you think when Dr. Jeremiah writes a book and, like, it's never going to get better, this book, The Great Disappearance, is, like, at the top of the charts.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about it. And the videos that your daughter and your team, you know, Paul Joyner and the team at Turning Point crafted, if you haven't seen these videos, unbelievable. The shock waves going throughout the country. People are seeing this on Fox News and other things.
Right. It's gotten a lot of attention. Over 400 million views of these videos now around the world, from people who are taking it and reposting it, sharing it, trying to explain it, which is really funny.
Yeah.
So we coined a word. We think it was called pre-enactment. And when we hear people talking about these videos and talking about pre-enactments, we know they've been reading our stuff because that's what we call it.
Yeah, and David Todd, you're the next generation. A lot of folks your age are on the social media channels, and they're listening to radio some with their mom and pop. But how encouraging is it for you to see some of your other family members in Grace Ann and others in the social media work to see this thing take off and reach in the next generation?
No, it's been huge. That's where the next generation is, and so if you want to reach them, other than them finding you, you got to go find them where they're at. And I've been on social media and just seen some people that have reposted some of Turning Point stuff. And so that's been cool just to see, I've gotten to see the impact, from outside of Turning Point, even though I do stuff with Turning Point.
Oh, sure.
It's cool to see, truly the impact and the reach that it's had.
Yeah. Well, give us an update on Dad. How's he doing? How can we pray for him? How can we pray for the ministry? So many friends here. It's fun to be at NRB. It's like a big family reunion, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Seeing a lot of people you've known for a lot of years.
Can we talk about the award on national radio ahead of time?
It's your show, Stu.
Well, I just, we really need the ratings. This is the struggle.
Yeah.
We really need the ratings. We need the sizzle. But we don't want to push that envelope too far. But there's some nice recognitions happening this week. And I don't know how much you're allowed to say about it right now, but tell everyone. It's exciting.
Dad's receiving a lifetime award here at the NRB. It's not very common that it's been given out, so he's excited and he's honored to be here and receive that award and honor for all the years of service and teaching and being a part of what the NRB is and what it stands for has been pretty cool.
So cool. Wow. Yeah. It's your granddad, man. Mm-hmm. And isn't that something?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Learning the Word of God from him. And we got Pastor Rob Pacienza, who is taking over the church, Truths to Transform, Dr. James Kennedy.
Yes, sir.
You've met him. He's right there. Look at that guy right there. And he's our next guest on Truth Talk Live. I want to say on behalf of our listeners, thank you.
Oh.
For feeding the Word of God to our folks. And also, your dad's a big local church guy. I mean, I heard him say this morning in a meeting with the Salem folks. The church is God's plan A. My heart is at the church.
Right.
And then we, on the radio audience, that you're voicing, David, Michael, Jeremiah, we're hearing almost the second generation of something that happened already in the local church at Shadow Mountain Church.
Right. Yeah. And Dad's always driving people to church. It's the most important thing in his life. Turning Point is second to that because he believes if he ministers to them, that ministry will translate on to radio, television, and all the other publishing and everything else we do.
Best website for the ministry?
DavidJeremiah.org.
Not hard. Which one of you am I going to find there?
Yeah.
David Todd Jeremiah, David Michael Jeremiah, Dr. David Jeremiah. We've been talking about him behind his back. Praise the Lord for the ministry of Turning Point.
Yeah,
David
thank
Jeremiah.
You. Thank you for your partnership, Stu.
Yes, sir. Great for you guys. Stay tuned. More.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Truth Talk live from Nashville, Tennessee, at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. And one of those broadcasters is sitting in front of me. This man is, if you have not heard him preach yet, you have missed out, but you are going to be blessed because whatever station you're listening to, he's probably on there with Truths That Transform. Pastor Rob Pacienza, tell us about what the Lord is doing in your life and at NRB. Is this not amazing, all these people here?
It is amazing. It is so encouraging. I've heard about NRB for so many years. First time that we've been back in a while. Our ministry, Coral Ridge Ministries, founded by D. James Kennedy. And we are excited about not only our television broadcast, but we are now back on Truth Network with Truths That Transform Radio. So
amazing.
Thank you, Stu, for making that happen. And we are excited about what God is doing.
Well, 25 years ago, when the Truth Network started, one of our anchor programs, out of the gate, I told my team, we've got to get Truths That Transform on with Dr. D. James Kennedy.
Absolutely.
And just a tremendous show. And it's just so neat to see God bringing it back like it has.
Absolutely.
And how God's really raised you up for this moment. And it's bigger than you, isn't it, Pastor Rob?
Well, I grew up with D. James Kennedy. D. James Kennedy was my spiritual father, my mentor. I grew up listening to Truths That Transform on the radio. And it is so exciting that we are able to bring that back on the Truth Network. Truth is under attack, and we need to remind the church that we have something that anchors us in a culture of confusion. in a cultural chaos, we have the anchor of God's word, and that's what we're doing every day on the Truth Network, reminding them of the timeless truths that anchor us in the storms of culture.
Now, what do you do? You're at the Religious Broadcasters Convention, all these people here.
We've
got coming up next, by the way, don't anyone go away, we have two men, one from Lebanon, who's Lebanese, one from Israel, who's Jewish. He's got the cap on.
They're standing right here.
They just embraced each other in front of me, and they said we want to, you know, they want to be on the show. So I like, listen,
only at NRB.
You two want to get along?
It's amazing.
In Jesus, come on.
Yep.
So we're about to, you know, so that's the kind of thing that's happening here, Pastor Rob Pacienza. But then there's another dynamic happening. It's like, how do we as religious broadcasters engage the culture? And there's an event tonight that's going to literally blow that wide open, and it's going to offend a whole bunch of people.
Sure.
And it's going to make a whole bunch of people happy, but it's going to create a lot of chatter. Everyone in America, by the way, is going to be talking about this convention tonight and tomorrow morning because Donald J. Trump is on his way to Nashville to speak to everybody here tonight, and you're going to be in the audience, and I'm going to be in the audience. I mean, what in the world is going on? How do you contextualize this, brother?
Yeah, well, I think everybody needs to have a long view of history. NRB has this incredible history of bringing presidential candidates, sitting presidents in to talk. And I think it speaks to the power and the influence of national religious broadcasters. Presidential candidates and sitting presidents understand the role that Christian media has always played in this nation for 80 years. NRB has been standing strong, bringing Christian media together, broadcasters together, both television media and now movies. And it's going to be an incredible opportunity tonight to hear from the presumptive Republican nominee, former President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. But I think it's important to remember that the President of the United States is the most powerful, influential leader in the world.
Right.
But thanks be to God that we do have a presidential candidate that wants to be present at NRB to respect and value and understand the influence that NRB has and that Christian media still has in America.
Yeah, and so that's encouraging. I guess this theme of this week's program, even the last couple of weeks, is how much does the church engage, and how many people are going to look down on you for coming to a speech, you know, by Donald J. Trump? I mean, you didn't come here with a goal of, you know, bringing him here and, you know, getting a good seat and all that, but you're going to hear from him. I mean, it's, you know, how are you in the world but not of it, I guess, is the question.
Sure. We have to understand that politics is a part of the world that we live in. And being faithful in the culture, engaging culture faithfully for the kingdom of God, means understanding the politics and the policies and the values that are being shaped from Washington, D.C. to the State House to the local level where we live. And to ignore politics or to run away from it is not doing our job, fulfilling our calling to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We need to have the president's ear. We need to have the governor's ear.
Yep.
We need to have the men and women in public office. They need to know that the Church of Jesus Christ is the most powerful, most influential movement the world's ever seen. Although we believe in separation of church and state, we don't believe that there's a separation of the church influencing politics, influencing government. This is part of our rich legacy and our history. And part of that is hearing from the former president this evening.
And of course, the invitations are always extended to the sitting president, Biden, to Nikki Haley. She declined. But she could have been speaking tonight. And
absolutely.
But you mentioned the separation of church and state, which is one of the most absolutely abused words of language that the left will use to weaponize against anything, you know, righteousness, to keep Christians from going to church during COVID.
It was to separate government to stay out of the church, not for the church to stay out of government.
Now, give us the history lesson, because it's nowhere in the Constitution or the Founding Papers or the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence.
After the founding of this nation, there were certain denominations that were arising in this new world, in this new constitutional republic, and they were concerned. Is there going to be an official state religion? And they wrote to the president at the time, Thomas Jefferson, and they wanted to make sure that their rights as a denomination were going to be protected, that there wasn't going to be an official state religion or state denomination recognized solely by the state. And they wanted to make sure that the government wasn't going to interfere. And so Thomas Jefferson wrote to them, the Dansbury Baptist Association, and said, no, there is a wall of separation. meaning that the government will never interfere with your denomination. The government will never interfere right. with what you believe. But it was not to keep Christians out of politics right. or to keep Christians out of government. In fact, it's the contrary. If it wasn't for Christians engaging in politics and government, we wouldn't have the constitutional republic that we have today. Right. It was the Judeo-Christian worldview that made the predominant difference and made the greatest impact in the founding of this nation 250 years ago.
Yeah, so the government says, Pastor Rob, you have to marry two women. You have to marry a man and his sister, or a woman and her mom, or this, and everyone's going to laugh, or a man and his horse. You're like, well, you know, or a woman and her dog. I mean, a dog yeah. is a man's best friend. And they're like, oh, that'll never happen. Well, do we ever think that someone would get sued for calling a she a he or a he a she? Do we ever think, you know, there would be lawsuits and that there would be hate crimes legislation in front of our Senate that says if you say that this lifestyle is sinful, that's a hate crime, you could go to jail or you get a felony. So it is happening, and the government is trying to get churches to do that. What do you do when they come for you, Pastor Rob? What do you say to all that?
We boldly stand for the truth. We've got to live by the promise that Christ says, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. We also have to believe in the gospel declaration that there's nothing that can destroy the Christian. It might get hot out there. We might go through the flames. We might go through the rising tide of the cultural confusion and chaos, but we know that it will never destroy us. Mm. It destroyed Jesus on the cross so that we would never be destroyed. He took suffering and death on the cross so that we would never be destroyed by the cultural opposition and by the opposition of the enemy. So we need to stand strong. We need to face the persecution head on. We need to know and live according to the promise of Christ for his church and live by the hope of the gospel that there's nothing that can destroy us. Amen. There's nothing in heaven above or earth below that could ever destroy
us. There's
the
that music. Give us the website for Truths to Transform. Folks that want to listen to your program, get to know you, Pastor Rob Pacienza, Coleridge Presbyterian Church.
Yep, go to crm.tv, crm.tv to see television, radio, podcast listings.
Lots of booklets, lots of resources to equip you, Pastor, for standing in the kingdom, being of the world, not of it, right?
Amen.
Bless you, brother. Thank you,
Thank you, Stu.
Awesome.
Truth Talk Live.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Talk Live. We are live in Nashville, Tennessee, and a man who is just on the front lines of the battle in the Gaza Strip. He's been over there ministering. Avi is here. Thank you for being with us, sir.
Thank you
God
so
bless
much,
you.
Too. Thank you so
Our
much.
Our prayers are with Israel. Many people listening love you. We have to be careful. We don't want to say too much to compromise any missions or anything, but tell us a little bit about your passion.
Well, first of all, I'm actually coming from the front lines in Judea and Samaria. It's my son who's fighting in Gaza right now, and I'm still 50 years old, even though I could have stopped doing my reserve duty 10 years ago. But to me, I'm a passionate Jew, knowing that I had 2,000 years of my people have gone through persecution and exile.
Wow.
And the fact that we haven't been able to defend ourselves, and finally I live in a generation where we're back in our ancestral homeland and we have our own army to defend ourselves, that's a privilege. I don't look at it as something I have to do, but I'm not going to give up on this privilege to stand up, and that's the message I give over to my sons as well. And the fight is tough. The fight is tough. We're fighting evil. We're fighting an evil enemy that they created tunnel dungeons below ground. Our soldiers are in there. They don't know whether the Hamas fighters are going to come out of the ground, come out of the homes behind women, behind children, sending in children for intelligence. And our soldiers are fighting in impossible conditions. On top of that, we got the Biden administration, where they put unbelievable pressure on us, making it out to seem as if we're killing innocent civilians. We're not killing innocent civilians.
You're not standing behind your children using them as human shields.
Not at all. But not only that, even the spokesperson for the White House last week, he said, first he critiqued Israel in the same statement. Sentence number one, he critiqued Israel for not doing enough. Second sentence, he goes, Israel does more than any other country in the world, including the United States, to protect civilians. In the same statement. So it's just insane. And our government, my son and his comrades, their lives are being risked because our government doesn't want to do anything that will bring upon the wrath of the Biden administration. Yeah. But I want everyone to understand this. We're winning this war. We're winning the war, and we will win the war. And again, we have the war down south in Gaza. There's a war taking place up north in Lebanon every day. There's a real war. It's just not a full-scale war yet to bring an end to it. But there's a war every day. We have 100,000 Israelis evacuated from their homes. In Judea and Samaria, where I'm patrolling, we're doing what we're doing in order to push off the war in Judea and Samaria as long as possible. I don't know if you know, but a potential replacement to take over for the head of Palestinian Authority. His name is Jabril Rajoub. Biden administration wants to have him replace Mahmoud Abbas. Just a week after October 7th, he publicly said on television, there are going to be many more October 7ths in Judea and Samaria. This is the person America wants to replace and us to have to talk to as a potential peace partner. We are surrounded by hundreds of thousands of Arab Muslims. There's no difference between the Gaza Muslims, the Arab Muslims in Judea and Samaria, Lebanon, even Israeli citizens. They are inbred with a hatred to hate us. And it's sad because Israel is the only country in the Middle East where a Sunni Muslim, a Shiite Muslim, a gay Muslim, a female Muslim, an atheist-born Muslim can live with freedom and equality together with Jews and Christians. The only country. We're a blessing to any Arab Muslim, to any minority, as opposed to every other Arab Muslim country in the world where you're persecuted. Wow. Christians are persecuted across the Middle East except for Israel. And yet we're the ones who are or told to be the enemy.
So you're Avia. You follow Jesus.
No, I believe Jesus is the most famous Jew in the world, who's brought a lot of people to believe in God, right, with Christianity.
So you respect the Christians.
Jew.
You support 100%.
We're brothers.
What's the biggest thing keeping you from trusting the Messiah, taking Isaiah 53 literally, that he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, that a literal Messiah was born of a virgin, Isaiah 9, Isaiah 7, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, born in Bethlehem de Ephraimah, Micah chapter 5, verse 2, whose going forth is from everlasting. These are over 300 prophecies in the Old Testament scriptures that told specifically who Jesus was, how he grew up, how he would die, how he'd be raised from the dead. The Job, the first book of the Old Testament, Job, the great man of God, said, I know my Redeemer liveth. Christ rose from the dead. He's coming back again. He's a Jew. I follow a Jew. What's the biggest thing keeping you from following him?
I think I'm gonna answer you like this. Today, the Jews and the Christians, we are up together against an enemy that wants to destroy us both, all Jews and Christians. We're on the front line in the land of Israel, like for a whole freedom-loving world, right, for Jews and Christians.
I don't disagree with that.
Okay. And if someone comes up to you and asks you, when the Messiah comes, it's going to be your first or second time, and he asks me if it's going to be your first or second time, I think we could both say, we're going to find out.
Yeah, well, I found out. I mean, I found out, but here's the thing. I'm not trying to win an argument with you because no one wins an argument. I want to win a soul. I want what can bring Jew, Gentile, Greek, Arab, everyone together is the blood of Jesus that was shed. The sacrificial lamb, his blood was shed. John chapter 1, he came into his own. His own rejected him, did not receive him. But as many as received him. Here's the thing. If I could snap my fingers right now and say, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, appear right here before Avi. Prove that you are God. And let's go to the Nashville Hospital, and let's raise all the dead in the morgue. It doesn't mean you would accept him, because his own people saw him raise the dead, and they put him on a cross, they executed him. He conquered death 3 days later. It's going to be a heart decision in your heart, and a whole lot of people are praying for you right now. It doesn't mean we're not friends. It doesn't mean we're not on the same team against this evil that's attacked Gaza. Believe me, we love the Jews. We're the best friend of the Jews. Non-converted, you know, non-messianic Jews of followers of Jesus are my best friends. But as long as I have breath in my lungs, I'm going to call all my Jewish friends to follow the Jew I follow, Jesus Christ. So, Yeshua HaMashiach.
So I'll answer you like this, Stu. We are waiting for the Mashiach to come. And thank God, the beauty of the Jewish people and the land and the land of Israel with the Torah is we brought the belief in one God to humanity that then allowed for Christianity to develop and spread and bring so many people to be believing in God and spreading monotheism around the world, following the biblical values that were introduced to humanity via the Jewish people. We're still here. We're waiting for the Mashiach to come. I respect everybody, respect every Arab, Muslim, Christian, Druze, everyone. But we'll
keep that conversation open. At some point, you got to answer the Psalm 110 question. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, and I'll make my enemies under your feet. Who is he talking to? Proverbs 30. What is his name and what is his son's name? The Father has the Son. Genesis 1. Let us make man in our image. The Godhead, monotheistic, three in one. The power of Jesus the Son paying the price. The fulfillment of what Isaac did, right? You know, God spared and found the lamb. The lamb he found was Jesus. He has come, and he is going to come back again. But when he comes back again, he will come to throw into hell those that haven't trusted him now. The writing is everywhere before us, but we pray that you'll have the eyes of faith to see it. In the meantime, we're going to pray for all the Jewish people because the war is real. There are still how many hostages? What are being done to them right now?
They have 134 hostages in Gaza, and we're praying for them to come home as soon as possible.
Torture of children, all the evil stuff happening.
Horrendous, horrendous stuff. And I just want to inspire people and end with this message because, as I told you before, we're winning. And we're winning not just on the battlefield. We're winning in the spiritual realm as well. I don't know if everyone can see my uniform. This is my uniform that I'm wearing. This is a picture of the temple. You have thousands of Israeli soldiers right now wearing a patch on their uniforms with the temple. Why? Because the Jewish people are waking up and realizing they're not killing us because of where we live. They're killing us because of who we are, the Jewish people in our ancestral homeland, reinvigorating the Jewish spirit as thousands of years ago. And ultimately, true victory is not going to be when we defeat Hamas or defeat the evil Arab Muslim enemy that's trying to kill us every day. Today there was another terror attack in Israel. No, true victory is when the Jewish people rebuild the temple. And on that temple, it's going to be a place of prayer for all the nations, as Isaiah tells us. And one day I look forward to welcoming you to the temple as a Jew, welcoming you as a Christian. You'll be praying your prayers. I'll be praying my prayers. The Muslims will be praying there. That ultimately will be the redemption for all of humanity, the whole world. So thank you so much
for having us. Thank you for being on, Avi. Thank you for coming by, and thank you for allowing us to share the good news of Jesus with you and for just a good conversation. Isn't that neat to talk?
I'm always involved in a good conversation. Like anyone who wants to get the inspiring, politically incorrect truth from Israel, I have a daily program in Israel called ThePulseOfIsrael.com.
The Pulse of Israel.
And they could follow me and subscribe and be able to get the real information from the Jewish people in the land of Israel.
Ryan, with Clearview Ministries, you can't avoid the subject of the Jews. The Jews are, salvation is of the Jews, says in the New Testament. And our Savior, Jesus, Jewish all the way through the Old Testament scriptures, New Testament. Clearview, this is your passion too, isn't it? To share the Word of God.
Yes, Ryan. It absolutely is.
I'm going to go, so thank
you
so much.
Thank
you,
man. Fist bump right now.
All the best.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes.
So what about that, Clearview? You hear this, and you're here at NRB for the first time. What do you think,
Yes. Ryan? Oh, man, we're having a blast. You can't thank you enough for the opportunity to be here representing the Clearview Today show, daily radio show through the Truth Network. So thank you for the opportunity. We're loving it, man. It's a roller coaster ride.
Well, praise the Lord. You know, it's interesting. You know, our guests are here, religious broadcasters. Mm-hmm. And this gentleman is part of that just left, very kind man. But
yes.
I didn't know he was not a follower of Jesus, but he's Jewish. And, of course, we're very sympathetic in supporting Israel and praying for them.
That's right.
But we had an opportunity to share the gospel with him just now.
So amen.
You never know what's going to happen, right?
That's absolutely right. And that's, you know, that's something we're passionate about on the Clearview Today show, talking with Dr. Shaw about opportunities to engage both the mind and the heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We believe that if you engage the entire person, both mind and heart, you capture not only the entire person, but their context as well.
I'm telling you, the Dr. Shaw, and he is, interestingly enough, right now in the Middle East.
He is.
I want to hear about that when we come back.
Yes.
Some other hot guests from the Religious Broadcasters Division. You never know who's going to walk up next. Truth Talk Live from the floor. There's the Christian Car Guy. There's Nikita Koloff. There's Dr. Asa. There's all kinds of talent here. And we got Ryan in the house, too, talking about him and more with you on Truth Talk Live. Don't touch that dial. Our last segment coming up from Nashville, Tennessee on Truth Talk Live. Hang on.
Truth Talk Live.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Truth Talk Live from Nashville, Tennessee. The Christian Car Guy is here. Ryan with Clearview Today, amazing ministry. A lot of rising stars here. You know, Pastor Rob Pacienza, Truth to Transform, Nationwide Radio.
Yep.
Clearview Today, Dr. Abaddon Shaw, Nationwide Radio. God is blowing things up.
Amen.
The Word of God is growing. It's powerful. Robbie, how encouraging is it for you to see all this, buddy?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. It's been nonstop. Amazing stuff that God's doing around the world. Just blow your mind. Tear your heart out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I behaved myself. I mean, I'm here 2 hours before showtime. I'm all prepped. I'm ready. So when we go hot, we're 100%, right?
That's right.
Sort of. Wow.
At least 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
That's right.
But you never know what to expect. Gospel opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, when we had a guest on last segment, not even a believer.
Incredible.
We share the gospel with him. And, you know, I wasn't prepared, so I'm praying while I'm talking and while he's talking. And you know, you're not going to win an argument, but you win a soul.
That's right.
You know, and ultimately it's about the heart. God's got to work in the heart. I can't save that man.
Yes.
But I can present the good news of Jesus Christ, which is what you're doing every day on Clearview Today.
That's absolutely right. So sitting down every day, Monday through Friday, on the Clearview Today show with Dr. Abadan Shah, our pastor at Clearview Church, we talk about things related to apologetics, leadership, Christian ministry, but really how to engage the mind and the heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. If Christ isn't our focus in every episode, we've really missed the mark. Mm. And we've seen, you know, lives change. We've seen people impacted, and we're praying that God continues to bless us and our partnership with Truth in the days and weeks ahead.
Yeah, and you know, it's so neat. I listen to your program, and I like, am I hearing a podcast? Am I hearing a broadcast? Am I hearing the Word? It's just, there's such a variety. There's such a, just a, it's really sensational. Talk about the your passion and ultimately where you want this thing to go and where it is going.
Yes. So we, our desire is that this show is nationwide, and even beyond that, that it would make a global impact. We would see people impacted for the sake of the gospel, and they would understand that it's not only engaging your heart and the way you feel about the gospel, but your mind and thinking critically about things like theology and apologetics and using every capacity that God has given you to engage with the gospel, engage other people for the gospel.
Yeah, and Robbie, one thing big about to what he said about the NRB, you know, Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, right, in your strength.
Yes.
So there's a lot of loving God energy happening here. Mm-hmm. A lot of ministry. A lot, you know, we interviewed some folks that have this bus. They pick up public school kids, take them and teach them the Bible, feed them a snack, and bring them back to school.
Wow.
And we talked to them yesterday. We interviewed people that are on the front lines of battle, apologetics experts like Alex McFarland. He's here, part of our Truth Booth. Robbie, how encouraging is it for you to see ministries that we've had to been able to come alongside with, like Clearview Today, Truth to Transform, our friend Nikita Koloff. I can't believe the Russian nightmare is eating a banana. Can you let him know? I can't tell him directly because I don't want him to clothesline me. Let him know not to drop that peel in the booth because someone will slip in the truth booth. You know, from a nonviolent excursion. Robbie, talk about how passionate it is to see this happening.
I wish everybody could have spent, you know, the last couple of days here as we've got all these amazing, like there was a ministry called Zakah, these people in Israel that literally pick up the body parts of the Palestinians that blew up their people and help. And you wish you could have looked in this guy's eyes and seen the pain. But what he was doing was making sure that the Palestinian terrorists' families were told that we found your loved one, that to make sure that they were buried properly, to make sure that they were handled properly. I mean, that kind of love that was going on with that. And then, oh, man. If you could have been here about an hour and a half ago, there was, it's called Magen David Israel, right? And what it is, it's the Red Cross of Israel. Mm. And this is a Jewish organization, not unlike the man that you just saw. And if I wish you could have heard what he said was, you know, we had, that literally Hamas had targeted their ambulances. And wow. It had targeted their headquarters, and they had blown up 14 ambulances the first day of the war.
Wow.
On purpose. Mm. Because they knew that they would be there. Well, they almost lost hope, and that here we are. What are we going to do? We don't have ambulances. We don't have the people that were killed and whatever. There was a knock on the door. You know who it was? Samaritan's Purse. Mm. And what they told him? That Jesus had sent them to give them 14 new ambulances, and on top of that, 7 more bulletproof ambulances. And if you could have, he said, for the first time, we knew we weren't alone. And that the evangelical Christian, and he was almost in tears as he talked about how Jesus had come to help his people. And
I mean, it's so they teared up on that. That's pretty powerful.
It was the same kind of thing. Like God had sent that through Samaritan's Purse. You could see what God was doing with that. And again, it's just one thing after the other. If you're sitting here and seeing what God's doing through you know, the body of Christ in so many different ways.
Amen.
Reaching people in all sorts of different
Ryan, I mean, I can't help but think that's been your experience.
Absolutely.
All week long. I mean, I've seen you guys work in this booth up in the Truth Suite. We did the big 25-year anniversary celebration.
Yes.
And can you believe for 25 years we've been doing this, and there's still men preaching the Word of God that aren't even on the radio. Now you're on the radio nationwide.
That's right.
Dr. Abadan Shah, Clearview Today. But tell us about some God moments you've had this week, just like Robbie described.
Interacting with people and just hearing how God has been working in their lives and in their ministries, and seeing everybody brought together for one common goal, really to see the gospel go forth. I mean, that's Dr. Shah's heart. That's our heart at the Clearview Today show. And being able to hear that from so many other people in a variety of contexts has been so encouraging, just personally, to my faith, to my walk with God, seeing other brothers and sisters across the globe living out the Great Commission.
Praise
Unreal.
Wow. And we have Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare. Ready with a sickle. Come on over, Nikita. Ryan, we're going to pass you off to him.
Yes.
And Ryan, get everyone ready for our group picture in 5 minutes, okay?
Absolutely.
I want John in there too, okay? What a blessing. Clearview Today. Dr. Abaddon Shah, God is working in that ministry. Boy, it's so fun to have them here. And how about having the devil's worst nightmare in the booth, Nikita Koloff.
In the house.
You wonder if people come by to see us or to see him, Robbie.
Oh, you see it all the time. They turn around. Is that who I think that is?
Is that really him?
Is that really him? Is he standing there?
Wow.
The professor from Regent University today. He was like, is that really him?
Yeah, he did. Anyway. That's exactly what he did.
Yeah, he's a huge fan, well, right? Huge fan. Well, anyway, great to be here, Stu.
God's bringing a lot of people together to work in a special way in his kingdom, to remind us of what's really important. And, Nikita, some miracle moments for you this week real quick as we wrap up just a couple more minutes.
Well, let me just say this. First and foremost, congratulations to 25 years to you and Robbie and the whole team, Michael and all the team at Truth Radio.
Thank you.
Just an honor and a privilege to be a part of this, to be a part of the celebration last night. And onward and upward to many more great, I envision many more great things in store for Truth. And I would venture to say that what you've done and accomplished in 25 years only pales in comparison to what you'll do over the next 25 years, Stu. So.
Well, the Lord's returning. We still got a lot of work to do. And thank you for those kind words, man. We received that. And Robbie, we do have a lot of work to do because there's still people that need to hear about Jesus. And there's people listening right now that need to open their mouth and their hearts and share Jesus with their unbelieving neighbors and need to disciple those who are followers of Christ. Right, Robbie?
Right. I've been thinking all week that, you know, from the movie Beauty and the Beast, there was this really tremendous statement that said, you know, that essentially life is so unnerving for a servant who's not serving.
Mm.
Right?
That's good.
And so for many of us, it's a very interesting thing how God gives us this opportunity to serve. But another quote I had this week, and you can feel free to take this anywhere you want to. This man said, he said that God rewards good work with more work.
Wow. Well, that ties into the next 25 years, I think, Robbie, for Truth Radio and for Stu Epperson Jr. and stepping in the footsteps, stepping in the shoes, filling the shoes of senior, which I have confidence Junior will be able to easily do. So anyway, I'm excited, Stu. I'm excited to be a part of what you're doing and look forward to just teaming up together, locking arms, tag teaming for Jesus and body slamming the devil all the way to hell.
Yeah,
so
and there's this idea, Nikita and Robbie, that, you know, oh, things are going to get better. Or things are going to calm down.
Nope.
I don't see that happening.
It's not. No. We need to get more intense in our walk with Christ and be more bold in our witness of Christ to the world. Because, no, it is not. It is not. I say it all the time. I say it at every pulpit and every Sunday morning, every church I'm standing in. You think it's going to be. This is not about walking a rose-petal path. It's sometimes the bitter waters of Meribah. That we're going to have to face. So anyway, we're going to we got to armor up, put on the full armor. And be ready, for any battle that comes our way.
Yeah, the Gospels, you know, Jesus said, we love the Beatitudes about peacemakers and all that. Well, not so much, but it's so important. But what about the one that blessed are you when they persecute you in my namesake? When they, you know, come out against you. And this is a lot of Christians have died and are dying right now, are imprisoned in North Korea, other places, for the gospel.
Well, Stu, I know you're fully aware that, you know, 90 churches in north of the border in Canada have been burned to the ground. And to date, as far as I'm aware, not one arrest. 90 churches burnt to the ground. Just saw another one up in the northeast in America burnt to the ground, essentially. The warfare is intensifying here in America, and it's time for genuine, true followers of Christ, disciples of Jesus, to be armored up and be ready to get into the fray.
Now, we'll be here tomorrow live for one more episode of Truth Talk Live. Tomorrow night's the big gala. Jack Graham is preaching. Dr. David Jeremiah is getting the Lifetime Award. So excited about that. They're doing a big party afterward. We had his son and grandson, both David Jeremiah's, on with us earlier. There's three of those cats. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
What a ministry. But, you know, thank you for everyone for listening to this network. Nikita Koloff, The Russian Nightmare, your program, sir, and the website.
It is the Man Up Show, and we just have fun. That airs on Saturdays on a lot of the stations, and then goes up on all the podcast platform. Q&A with Koloff, where you get to ask me some questions. Koloff.net You can connect certainly through Truth Radio for the Man Up. Go to Koloff.net, one-stop shop. Follow me on social media. Go to my store. Connect with me on the podcast. Spread the word. Download, subscribe. Leave a comment. Thank you.
And have this guy come speak at your men's group. Robbie, your website, Christian Car Guy.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, ChristianCarGuy.com.
I like it. Very good, man. You're on all over the place. What a blessing your ministry is. Truth Network, we love you, folks. Your smartphone's about to get smarter. Just go to TruthNetwork.com. Download the free iPhone. We just updated it for Android
app.
And for iPhone.
Free app.
The app. You can listen 24/7 on your phone. Get your kids to download it. You know they're going to hear some good stuff like Truth Talk Live.
That's right.
And a lot better programs than this. Hey, wherever you're listening, whatever you're listening to, great programming is coming up all across the Truth Network and our wonderful affiliates that carry this program. We love you. From NRB, we'll be back tomorrow at the same time on Truth Talk Live.
God bless you.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Truth Talk Live from Nashville, Tennessee. The Christian Car Guy is here. Ryan with Clearview Today. Amazing ministry. A lot of rising stars here. You know, Pastor Rob Pacienza, Truth to Transform, Nationwide Radio.
Yep.
Clearview Today, Dr. Abaddon Shaw, Nationwide Radio. God is blowing things up.
Amen.
The Word of God is growing. It's powerful. Robbie, isn't it, how encouraging is it for you to see all this, buddy?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. It's been nonstop. Amazing stuff that God's doing around the world. Just blow your mind. Tear your heart out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I behaved myself. I mean, I'm here 2 hours before showtime. I'm all prepped. I'm ready. So when we go hot, we're 100%, right?
That's right.
Sort of. Wow.
At least 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
That's right.
But you never know what to expect. Gospel opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, when we had a guest on last segment, not even a believer.
Incredible.
We share the gospel with him. And, you know, I wasn't prepared, so I'm praying while I'm talking and while he's talking. And you know, you're not going to win an argument, but you win a soul.
That's right.
You know, and ultimately it's about the heart. God's got to work in the heart. I can't save that man.
Yes.
But I can present the good news of Jesus Christ, which is what you're doing every day on Clearview Today.
That's absolutely right. So sitting down every day, Monday through Friday, on the Clearview Today show with Dr. Abaddon Shaw, our pastor at Clearview Church, we talk about things related to apologetics, leadership, Christian ministry, but really how to engage the mind and the heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. If Christ isn't our focus in every episode, we've really missed the mark. Mm. And we've seen, you know, lives change. We've seen people impacted. And we're praying that God continues to bless us and our partnership with Truth in the days and weeks ahead.
Yeah, and you know, it's so neat. I listen to your program, and I like, am I hearing a podcast? Am I hearing a broadcast? Am I hearing the Word? It's just, there's such a variety. There's such a, just, a, it's really sensational. Talk about your passion, and ultimately where you want this thing to go and where it is going.
Yes. So we, our desire is that this show is nationwide, and even beyond that, that it would make a global impact. We would see people impacted for the sake of the gospel, and they would understand that it's not only engaging your heart and the way you feel about the gospel, but your mind and thinking critically about things like theology and apologetics and using every capacity that God has given you to engage with the gospel, engage other people for the gospel.
Yeah, and Robbie, one thing big to what he said about the NRB, you know, Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, right, in your strength.
Yes.
So there's a lot of loving God energy happening here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of ministry. A lot, you know, we interviewed some folks that have this bus. They pick up public school kids, take them and teach them the Bible, feed them a snack, and bring them back to school.
Wow.
And we talked to them yesterday. We interviewed people that are on the front lines of battle, apologetics experts like Alex McFarland. He's here, part of our Truth Booth. Robbie, how encouraging is it for you to see ministries that we've had to been able to come alongside with, like Clearview Today, Truth to Transform, our friend Nikita Koloff. I can't believe the Russian nightmare is eating a banana. Can you let him know? I can't tell him directly because I don't want him to clothesline me. Let him know not to drop that peel in the booth because someone will slip in the Truth Booth. You know, from a nonviolent excursion. Robbie, talk about how passionate it is to see this happening.
I wish everybody could have spent, you know, the last couple of days here as we've got all these amazing, like there was a ministry called Zakah, these people in Israel that literally pick up the body parts of the Palestinians that blew up their people and help. And you wish you could have looked in this guy's eyes and seen the pain. But what he was doing was making sure that the Palestinian terrorists' families were told that we found your loved one, to make sure that they were buried properly, to make sure that they were handled properly. I mean, that kind of love that was going on with that. And then, oh, man. If you could have been here about an hour and a half ago, there was, it's called Magen David Israel, right? And what it is, it's the Red Cross of Israel. Mm. And this is a Jewish organization, not unlike the man that you just saw. And if I wish you could have heard what he said was, you know, we had that literally Hamas had targeted their ambulances, and wow. It had targeted their headquarters, and they'd blown up 14 ambulances the first day of the war.
Wow.
On purpose, because they knew that they would be there. Well, they almost lost hope, and that here we are, what are we going to do? We don't have ambulances. We don't have the people that were killed and whatever. There was a knock on the door. You know who it was? Samaritan's Purse. Mm. And what they told him? That Jesus had sent them to give them 14 new ambulances, and on top of that, 7 more bulletproof ambulances. And if you could have, he said, for the first time, we knew we weren't alone. And that the evangelical Christian, and he was almost in tears as he talked about how Jesus had come to help his people. And
I mean, it's so there's teared up on that. That's pretty powerful.
It was the same kind of thing. Like God had sent that through Samaritan's Purse. You could see what God was doing with that. And again, it's just one thing after the other. If you're sitting here and seeing what God's doing through you know, the body of Christ in so many different ways, reaching people in all sorts of different
Ryan, I mean, I can't help but think that's been your experience.
Absolutely.
All week long. I mean, I've seen you guys work in this booth up in the Truth Suite. We did the big 25-year anniversary celebration.
Yes.
And can you believe for 25 years we've been doing this, and there's still men preaching the Word of God that aren't even on the radio. Now you're on the radio nationwide.
That's right.
Dr. Avinon Shaw, Clearview Today. But tell us about some God moments you've had this week, just like Robbie described.
Interacting with people and just hearing how God has been working in their lives and in their ministries, and seeing everybody brought together for one common goal, really to see the gospel go forth. I mean, that's Dr. Shaw's heart. That's our heart at the Clearview Today Show. And being able to hear that from so many other people in a variety of contexts has been so encouraging, just personally, to my faith, to my walk with God, seeing other brothers and sisters across the globe living out the Great Commission.
Praise
Unreal.
Wow. And we have Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare, ready with a sickle. Come on over, Nikita. Ryan, we're going to pass you off to him.
Yes.
And Ryan, get everyone ready for our group picture in 5 minutes, okay?
Absolutely.
I want John in there too, okay? What a blessing. Clearview Today. Dr. Avinon Shaw, God is working in that ministry. Boy, it's so fun to have them here. And how about having the devil's worst nightmare in the booth, Nikita Koloff.
In the house.
You wonder if people come by to see us or to see him, Robbie.
Oh, you see it all the time. They turn around. Is that who I think that is?
Is that really him?
Is that really him? Is he standing there?
Wow.
The professor from Regent University today. He was like, is that really him?
Yeah, he did. Anyway. It's exactly what he did.
Yeah, he's a huge fan, right? Well, anyway, great to be here, Stu.
God's bringing a lot of people together to work in a special way in his kingdom, to remind us of what's really important. And Nikita, some miracle moments for you this week real quick as we wrap up, just a couple more minutes.
Well, let me just say this. First and foremost, congratulations to 25 years to you and Robbie and the whole team, Michael and all the team at Truth Radio.
Thank you.
Just an honor and a privilege to be a part of this, to be a part of the celebration last night. And onward and upward to many more great, I envision many more great things in store for Truth. And I would venture to say that what you've done and accomplished in 25 years only pales in comparison to what you'll do over the next 25 years, Stu. So.
Well, the Lord's returning. We still got a lot of work to do. And thank you
yep.
for those kind words, man. We received
yep.
that. And Robbie, we do have a lot of work to do because there's still people that need to hear about Jesus. And there's people listening right now that need to open their mouth and their hearts and share Jesus with their unbelieving neighbors and need to disciple those who are followers of Christ. Right, Robbie?
Right. I've been thinking all week that, you know, from the movie Beauty and the Beast, there was this really tremendous statement that said, you know, that essentially life is so unnerving for a servant who's not serving.
Mm.
Right?
That's good.
And so for many of us, it's a very interesting thing how God gives us this opportunity to serve. But another quote I had this week, and you can feel free to take this anywhere you want to. This man said, he said that God rewards good work with more work.
Wow. Well, that ties into the next 25 years, I think, Robbie, for Truth Radio and for Stu Epperson Jr. and stepping in the footsteps, stepping in the shoes, filling the shoes of senior, which I have confidence junior will be able to easily do. So anyway, I'm excited, Stu. I'm excited to be a part of what you're doing and look forward to just teaming up together, locking arms, tag teaming for Jesus and body slamming the devil all the way to hell.
Yeah,
so
and there's this idea, Nikita and Robbie, that, you know, oh, things are going to get better. Or things are going to calm down.
No. Nope.
I don't see that happening.
It's not. No. We need to get more intense in our walk with Christ and be more bold in our witness of Christ to the world. Because, no, it is not. It is not. I say it all the time. I say it at every pulpit and every Sunday morning, every church I'm standing in. You think it's going to be – this is not about walking a rose-petal path. It's sometimes the bitter waters of Meribah, that we're going to have to face. So, anyway, we're going to – we got to armor up, put on the full armor, and be ready. Ready for any battle that comes our way.
Yeah, the Gospels, Jesus said, we love the Beatitudes about peacemakers and all that. Well, not so much, but it's so important. But what about the one that blessed are you when they persecute you in my namesake? When they, come out against you. And this is a lot of Christians have died and are dying right now, are imprisoned in North Korea, other places, for the gospel.
Well, Stu, I know you're fully aware that 90 churches in north of the border in Canada have been burned to the ground. And to date, as far as I'm aware, not one arrest. 90 churches burnt to the ground. Just saw another one up in the northeast in America burnt to the ground. Essentially, the warfare is intensifying here in America, and it's time for genuine, true followers of Christ, disciples of Jesus, to be armored up and be ready to get into the fray.
Now we'll be here tomorrow live for one more episode of Truth Talk Live. Tomorrow night's the big gala. Jack Graham is preaching. Dr. David Jeremiah is getting the Lifetime Award. So excited about that. They're doing a big party afterward. We had his son and grandson, both David Jeremiah's, on with us earlier. There's three of those cats. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
What a ministry. But, thank you for everyone for listening to this network. Nikita Koloff, The Russian Nightmare, your program, sir, and the website.
It is the Man Up Show, and we just have fun. That airs on Saturdays on a lot of the stations, and then goes up on all the podcast platform. Q&A with Koloff, where you get to ask me some questions. Koloff.net. You can connect certainly through Truth Radio for the Man Up. Go to Koloff.net, one-stop shop. Follow me on social media. Go to my store. Connect with me on the podcast. Spread the word. Download, subscribe. Leave a comment. Thank you.
And have this guy come speak at your men's group. Robbie, your website, Christian Car Guy.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, ChristianCarGuy.com.
I like it. Very good, man. You're on all over the place. What a blessing your ministry is. Truth Network, we love you, folks. Your smartphone's about to get smarter. Just go to TruthNetwork.com. Download the free iPhone. We just updated it for Android
app,
and for iPhone.
Free app.
The app. You can listen 24/7 on your phone. Get your kids to download it. They're going to hear some good stuff like Truth Talk Live.
That's right.
And a lot better programs than this. Hey, wherever you're listening, whatever you're listening to, great programming is coming up all across the Truth Network and our wonderful affiliates that carry this program. We love you. From NRB, we'll be back tomorrow at the same time on Truth Talk Live.
God bless you.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.